I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97-1. Get to the Tigers here in a second. Let me just read these ticket texts. A lot of people want to know specifically what people were waiting in the rain to eat. I'm not going to comment. I don't want to even go down that road. I'm crying listening to this. It's so damn funny. People will wait an hour for free street meat, but they won't take 5 minutes out of their day to do the most basic things. Ever seen 7-Eleven on 7-Eleven, 2-inch tall free Slurpee cups, and there's a line around the corner every time. Right, that's the type of stuff people do that makes me hate people. Yesterday, K-Rod made some news, and I'm very conflicted with this because part of me really thinks we shouldn't even be bringing up Tiger baseball. Sadly, part of me just thinks that kind of all of us collectively are done. But these quotes are interesting, and I will offer it to you, as Sully says. And I think K-Rod is making a mistake that a lot of athletes, actors or actresses, or even, you know, regular people like us, public or private sector, we make the mistake K-Rod is making. Let me explain. Quote, "They have to test me," he told Chris McCoskey. "They have to find out if I can pitch. That's exactly what it means. I've never been in a mop-up situation. I haven't pitched the last 15 years being consistent, putting up numbers, being a mop-up guy. That's not how I've made my living, but I guess I've got to be ready when I'm told, and that's it." He went on to say about communicating with the coaching staff, "You talk to Brad more than I have. To be honest, no one talked to me. No one tells me anything. They never ask my opinion. They never ask if I am ready to do that or not. It was their decision. Nobody asked me anything. Ask Doobie," Rich Doobie, the pitching coach, "how many times he's talked to me. They are the ones who have all the answers." Okay. First things first. Communication is a two-way street. And I don't know if someone demoted me and put me somewhere else. I'm not going to sit there and guess and go, well, oh, well, they haven't told me. Eventually they will. No, you walk right into someone's office and go, "What's going on with this? Explain this to me. Let's talk about this." I really don't believe what K-Rod is saying, frankly. Now, if that's the case, that they demoted him and Doobie or Ausmus did not have a very simple man-to-man conversation, then that's a real failing by both gentlemen. It's a simple, easy decision. Look, K-Rod, you're not getting the job done. This is the move we're making. I know you don't like it. We don't like to have to do it. But we got to act in the best interest of the ball club. Now, if that conversation didn't happen, that's an atrocious job. So I don't know who to believe there. I find it very hard to believe that Ausmus and Doobie never once spoke to K-Rod about it. If they didn't, that's atrocious. Now, as far as K-Rod goes, he's making the same mistake that many, many athletes make. "I've been doing X for 15 years. I've got 400 career saves. I've done all these great things." Problem. It's Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. I don't care what you did in 2012. I don't care what you did in 2010. You're not that player anymore. You're not that guy anymore. So all of your career numbers mean nothing. It's like when teams decide in the NFL to release a player and fans go crazy and they'll say, "Oh my God, you know, he's got over 4,000 yards rushing for us and 38 touchdowns." And you go, "Okay, but time out. He's not that same guy anymore." You are dealing with the player as an asset today, not what he used to be. Not what he was. You're dealing with what he is. And what K-Rod is a guy that can't close baseball games. What K-Rod is a guy who blew five games. in the span of a month. And yes, he's had a great career. And yes, that seems very harsh to lose your job over one bad month. But truthfully, this is a business. You're paid a lot to do your job. When you don't do it, nobody cares about memory lane. I have really big problems if Ausmus somehow didn't talk to him. Now, Brad today termed his communication with K-Rod as normal. I don't know what that means. I really don't. You know, is this a player popping off to the media and making a claim, forcing Ausmus's hand? Maybe. I shudder to think if Ausmus or Doobie never talked to K-Rod about it. That would be silly. But newsflash, it's equally silly for K-Rod not to knock on Brad's door and go, "Hi, I'm the guy that used to be your closer. I lost my job yesterday. I'd like to speak to you." See, that's where K-Rod, to me, loses all credibility. You mean to me you're going to come out on June 14th after several weeks of not having your job anymore and tell me that you haven't got up, walked to Brad's office, and said, "Skip, Coach, Bradley, I'd like a minute"? Really? That doesn't make him look good either. The whole situation's goofy. And you thought it might get better. You thought maybe he'd take it like a champ. He would go. He would pitch. It would all work out. It's clear that's not the case. Now you have noise. Now you have a problem. Now you've got a disgruntled vet on a team that is 3 games below .500. I believe 4 games out of first. Last night, you know, you come back from 6-0. You like to believe you can get out of there with a W. You escape the bases loaded, nobody out situation in the 8th, only to come back and lose the game 7-6 because Justin Wilson gave up a bomb. You guys tell me what you do. I don't have some big, bold opinion. You want to DFA the guy? Go for it. You want to make him your closer again because Wilson faltered for a second time? You got to explain it to me. And who do you believe in all this? I've already told you. I got a real hard time believing Ausmus has never spoken to him. And second of all, I got a real problem that K-Rod didn't take it upon himself, if what he says is true, not to go talk to his boss. 248-539-9797. Anybody else got something to say here?
Well, I mean, we heard, remember when this happened? We heard that K-Rod talked to him in his office, that K-Rod actually took it pretty well. So it's just weird for me hearing this now because
Right. Everything
immediately after that day of was positive, was that, hey, K-Rod admitted that he needs to work on some things. We're going to put him in low-leverage situations, and we're going to move forward that way. And I remember Brad even saying it's possible K-Rod could close again. So, and that was publicly that he said that. So I'm sure that he talked to him privately, and Brad said yesterday when he spoke post-game that he, you know, my door opens from both sides. I've talked to K-Rod. So I don't know. I don't know why K-Rod's saying this unless it was, and it certainly seems like it was just a one-on-one with Chris McCoskey, unless he was just wanted to vent to him about stuff. I don't know.
No, but and to me, Ausmus, you know, look, I'm not going to sit here and defend him. I don't think he's a very good manager. He kind of has to say it. I mean, he can't go public and go, "No, I haven't talked to him." That would paint a terrible message. He kind of has to say the things he said. K-Rod had no business saying what he said. He's got no leverage. He's not good anymore. No one cares about your credentials. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do for a living. You work for the post office. You're a contractor. You run a dental office. Or you do a dopey radio show like I do. No one cares about your credentials if you've slowed down. If you don't get it done anymore. If the return on the investment isn't positive. Like, who cares? Like, it's such a stupid thing that athletes do, though, and they always play this card.
And don't we see it more in baseball than anything? With these older guys with egos getting all sensitive about it. Think about basketball for a second. Look at a guy like an old guy playing right now like Vince Carter. You know, happily coming off the bench to help out a team. He's done that for years.
Right.
With these older guys in baseball, it's like a whole different mindset of, hey, look what I've done my whole career. I can't do anything but bat cleanup. I can't do anything but be the closer till I retire. It's not realistic.
No, and it's stupid to say, well, I've never been in a mop-up role. Well, get used to it. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I've done this, 5 years ago. And as predicted, I knew nobody would call with this. I feel terrible if you're a baseball fan and you think we're not covering enough Tigers. But, guys, it's poison right now. It's poison for us as a radio show to bring up this baseball team. It is just clear as day that there is no interest in it. And I'm not even mad at you. I can't be.
It doesn't make sense, though. I mean, you have a guy who was your closer of your team that got benched, openly complaining about the lack of communication in the clubhouse, openly complaining about his role. I think that's news to me. I think that's a story.
Sure it is. But this is a very unique situation we're in because I think this is a town that is burnt out on its baseball team. And until or if people are traded or people are fired, I don't think people really want to talk about it.
Well, even I'm looking on the text right now. It's a bunch of blow it up, blow everything up.
Right.
You know, just start over. So, right. I mean, maybe you're right. That's just what people are waiting for.
No, it's sad. But like I said, there's just holes in both sides of the story. Brad's got to say what he said publicly. K-Rod makes no sense saying what he said, and he had outs to do it privately. And frankly, what does he think he's going to do? Leverage his way back into the job? There's no way. 248-539-9797. We've got some interesting Stafford audio because I think you need to read between the lines on something. I'll tell you what it is next, 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.